Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump says his administration is trying to determine who was behind an attack on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend, but is pretty sure Iran did it.
We're having some very strong studies done, but it's certainly looking that way at this moment, and we'll let you know. As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
Trump speaking a short time ago from the White House, where he's hosting the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Iran strongly denies it was behind the fiery attacks on Saudi oil targets. The incident sent global energy prices climbing today. The attack is the focus of talks at the UN, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Houthi rebels in Yemen are claiming responsibility for the attack, though U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft is expressing doubts.
Claims of responsibility have been made, but as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has clearly stated, there is no evidence that the attacks came from Yemen. Emerging information indicates that responsibility lies with Iran.
The British ambassador to the UN says her government is still assessing what happened and who's responsible. The UN envoy on Yemen tells the Security Council this reinforces the need to resolve the conflict between a Saudi-led coalition and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
U.S. military command in Afghanistan confirms the death of a Green Beret today in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman reports this is the 17th U.S. soldier or Marine killed by hostile fired this year.
U.S. officials say they'll not release the identity of the service member until the family is notified. Most of the Americans killed in Afghanistan this year were with the Special Forces, the Green Berets who go on missions with Afghan commandos to hunt down Taliban and ISIS fighters. The bulk of the 14,000 Americans in Afghanistan work as trainers for the local security forces and do not venture outside their bases. Early this month, Sergeant First Class Ellis Barreto Ortiz of the 82nd Airborne was killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul. That death led President Trump to cancel peace talks with the Taliban. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and General Motors are again underway in Detroit hours after about 50,000 union members went on strike. Here's Michigan Radio Steve Carmody.
Hundreds of UAW workers walked a picket line outside GM's Flint, Michigan truck assembly plant instead of working on the assembly line. Jessica Gilbert has worked for GM for 13 years. She says she had to move to Flint after the automaker closed its Lordstown, Ohio plant earlier this year.
Job security is a big thing because I don't want to have to keep moving my family. This is my fifth plant.
Contract talks broke down over the weekend. The union says the two sides remain far apart on pay, benefits, and health care coverage. A GM spokesman says their goal is to reach an agreement that builds a stronger future for its employees and its business. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Flint, Michigan.
This is NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has activated its Emergency Operations Center to continue investigating the lung injuries associated with vaping. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the agency is still trying to determine what's causing the outbreak of e-cigarette-related injuries and deaths.
Activation of the Emergency Operations Center enables the CDC to provide more operational support to the vaping investigation. So far, investigators have not been able to find any specific product or compound linked to all the illnesses. The CDC says it's working with the Food and Drug Administration to collect and test the substances and chemicals in the e-cigarette products used by people who've gotten sick. The CDC says while the investigation is ongoing, people concerned about specific health risks should refrain from vaping. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Anti-Brexit protesters greet British Prime Minister Boris Johnson with boos right after his meeting with EU leaders in Luxembourg today. Instead of taking part in a planned news conference, Johnson rushed past the group, leaving his host, Prime Minister Xavier Bettel, to take reporters' questions. Bettel says Johnson has yet to produce a workable plan to overcome differences over the Irish border just a month and a half before the United Kingdom is slated to exit the European Union. At the close, the Dow was down 143 points, more than 0.5%, at 27,076. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.